I spoke with Steinsky. If you're just tuning in, I'll teach you about Steinsky.
Assembly required. My name is John. If you're just tuning in, our featured artist this episode is Steinsky. I spoke with Steinsky about the art of appropriation.
Yeah, but isn't it arguable that given the media's involvement in making that occurrence such a public one, that we should be allowed to use the media to express our own personal experiences of the event?
Nope.
You don't think so?
I don't buy it. Hell no, man. I mean, if I own the copyright to Walter Cronkite, that's mine. Period. Forget it.
Okay, so you respect copyright.
Well, I respect it in theory. I obviously don't respect it.
How do you justify that?
I don't think something has happened.
You're listening to Some Assembly Required. My name is John. If you're just tuning in, our featured artist this episode is Steinsky. I spoke with Steinsky about the art of appropriation.
I called up one or two people at CBS, and I sort of delineated the project for them. And they, out of hand, they just said, well, you know, please, good luck, buddy. You'll never get that kind of permission.
And needles skipping on a record player.
And so I thought, oh, hell with it.
What the fuck are this
guy doing? They laughed at you, something.
Well, I would too if I was them.
Yeah, but isn't it arguable that given the media's involvement in making that occurrence such a public one, that we should be allowed to use the media to express our own personal experiences of the event?
Nope.
You don't think so?
I don't buy it. Hell no, man. I mean, if I own the copyright to Walter Cronkite, that's mine. Period. Forget it.
Okay, so you respect copyright.
Well, I respect it in theory. I obviously don't respect it in fact.
How do you justify that, then?
I don't. This is what I do, man. God put me on earth to make these records. You know, so the rest is all commentary. I'm going to make the records. I don't even think about it too much, to tell you the truth.
In Dallas, Texas, President Kennedy,
it appears as though something has happened.
Died
in the motorcade
at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
We seem to be lurching forward randomly in time, like a needle skipping on a record player.
Where the fuck are this DIA? Are they on vacation? Are they in heaven? Do you think these people are just so stupid that they don't feature? If it's true that 9/11 was an inside job, a full inside job, were they so asleep and lacking in resources that they couldn't stop a 9/11 movement coming out? Or were they so well funded that they were waiting for, not alone were they waiting for a 9/11 movement to emerge, but knowing that one would emerge, they created it from top to bottom, every single component. And when you consider that there's no point in somebody who is going to cover a certain area for the agency, not saying exactly what people in that area want to hear, that's in fact precisely what they have to do. Go to the niche and tell the people in that niche exactly what they want to hear. That's how you do it. There's no point in doing it any other way. No point in having a guy out there running cover for the CIA's involvement in drugs who says the CIA doesn't have any involvement. No, what you want is the guy who says the CIA is up to its ass in the drugs issue. Now you've got a cover.
You're listening to Some Assembly Required. My name is John. If you're just tuning in, our featured artist this episode is Steinsky. I spoke with Steinsky about the art of appropriation.
I called up one or two people at CBS, and I sort of delineated the project for them. And they, out of hand, they just went, wow, you know, boy, good luck, buddy. You'll never get that kind of permission from us. And so I thought, the hell with it, so I'll just do it.
And they laughed at you, it sounds like.
Well, yeah. Well, I would too if I was them.
Well, yeah, but isn't it arguable that given the media's involvement in making that occurrence such a public one, that we should be allowed to use the media to express our own personal experiences of the event?
Nope.
You don't think so?
I don't buy it. Hell no, man. I mean, if I own the copyright to Walter Cronkite, that's mine. Period. Forget it.
Okay, so you respect copyright.
Well, I respect it in theory. I obviously don't respect it in fact.
How do you justify that, then?
I don't. This is what I do, man. God put me on earth to make these records. You know, so the rest is all commentary. I'm going to make the records. I don't even think about it too much, to tell you the truth.
In Dallas, Texas, President Kennedy.
It appears as though something has happened.
Died.
And the motorcade route.
At 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
We seem to be lurching forward randomly in time, like a needle skipping on a record player.
Where the fuck are the CIA then?